Anna Oli, Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hickson Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Take four. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show you found. I'm glad you did. Hey, it's the month of February, fun February. I am joined tonight by my lovely wife, Danny, Miss Danielle, who's right here next to me.
Here I am.
Here she is.
Spreading to Jamie and Danny's show. Jamie's always a little flustered when we do our shows together.
A little bit. You looked up for some reason. I don't know. I didn't know if we need to start over or something. It looked like you were going to cry for a second. You still look like you're going to cry.
Barely. The way that I look in general is just like I'm going to cry.
No, it's just a crazy day, folks. It's February. It's Danny. Here it is.
She's going to cry.
We start doing the joint shows. Because we got a lot of people asking us about us and a couple and whatnot. And we've been together a long time and whatnot. And don't worry, none of that's changing.
It's not changing. Your parents are not getting divorced. We're right here.
Yeah, everything's fine. Look, we're going to be real. We're going to keep it real with everybody. Here's the deal. Danny had a shit day and just nothing major. Just lots of little things. You ever have one of those days? I have those days all the time.
All the time.
Where the world's against you, it feels.
It's got a little, what do you call them? Little black cloud days.
Absolutely. And you just got to put your head down and muddle through them. And so, yeah, it was just little things. I'll give you an example. Hope you don't mind me sharing your business. She was a little late to work because she read her schedule wrong. But she made it.
And then I immediately got thrown to the wolves. They said, oh, there's someone out there waiting for you. And I went out there and this person, I wouldn't even, maybe a Karen, maybe, I don't know.
A Christmas carol.
I wish it was a Christmas carol. Mm-hmm. I would have done better if it was a Christmas carol. Yeah. I would just put earplugs in and moved on with my day.
But anyway, we are here and. Well, transparency, as your generation likes to say, this is track 378, or tape 378.
378. No, I think this is take four.
Take four.
I already said that earlier.
No. So there you go. So
yes, we've repositioned the cameras. Jamie likes the position of the camera. I still hate it. My head is cut off. I'm too tall. Oh, you're making it work.
Okay, here, let's just make it better right here. I want you to be happy. All I want.
I just want my whole head to be in the shot.
Okay.
Your wife is very tall, Jamie. Yeah. Look, my head is in the shot. Your tie is in the shot. Are we happy?
Fantastic.
We're both happy.
Why didn't we do this in the first place? Anyhow.
Here is a really great example of what real life looks like.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, like a lot of couples, will go on the internet.
And everything is great.
They've never had an argument in their life. They've never had a fight in their life. They've never had a difficult conversation with their partner. And everything is the best day ever. Every day they're going to Disney World. Ooh, I can't say that word on you. They've never had a bad day ever. Every day is rainbows and sunshine. But that's not real life. Not every day is rainbows and sunshine. And not every day is an easy day. But it doesn't mean.
No,
the world is ending. The earth keeps turning.
It's true. I made a meatloaf earlier and I was rushing because I had to interview the paranormal investigators. Did I talk about them in this case? I don't know. Probably not. I'm feeling spooky tonight because I just finished doing a show with the ghost hunters. Stay haunted. They wrong. Check that episode out. Link in the description below. Yeah, I made a meatloaf. I was hurrying and I was rushing. Forgot to put any salt in it.
It was very underseasoned.
And I was doing good. Got a bowl of it. Yeah, I needed some salt. I put some salt on it. And then I did my show. And Danny came home whilst I was doing the show. And I had texted her all proud and stuff. Hey, meatloaf's on the thing there. Make yourself a meatloaf sandwich. Make yourself a meatloaf sandwich for dinner. There you go, babe. I'll be done as soon as I can.
Yeah, I was going to say it was very sweet. He did text me while I was at work, not knowing that I had a rough day.
Yeah.
And he said, dinner's ready. You have meatloaf on the stove, like just heat it up. And so I came home and I made a meatloaf sandwich, like I heated it up, made a meatloaf sandwich.
And it was the most cardboard tasting bland piece of ever.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't the worst meatloaf.
No, but I get what she's saying, because honestly, I was in a rush, man. I was just trying to get this done because I knew I wanted something to eat before I did the show.
It wasn't a rush.
I forgot to season it. I really did.
It was very under seasoned. But it wasn't the worst meatloaf I've ever had in my life.
No, no.
We have made other horrible food decisions.
Yeah. And just for you folks out there in YouTube land or audio land, however you're hearing this media, I made it. Got a hold of an old friend of mine who's a vegetarian, and she told me how to do it without eggs. She really didn't have any eggs.
Vegan?
Yeah.
She's a vegan. Yeah.
And
I think vegetarians still eat eggs. Okay. Some of them.
I can't track any of that stuff. That's way beyond my pay grade. But anyway, yeah, you can YouTube this, but and figure it out. But it's basically you get some baking soda, a little bit of oil, and a little bit of water, and you can make an egg. And I had my doubts about it, but it bound great. I will say the proof's in the pudding, meatloaf.
It did stick together well.
Yeah.
I'd use that as a binder instead of an egg.
I know eggs are, I don't know, $30 a piece or something.
We just went the other day. We were like,
yeah, I'm not paying $16 for eggs.
Our county does not allow us to have chickens. But it does allow us to have quail.
Yeah, she's been on me about the quails. Well,
I don't eat eggs. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care about the eggs. I just think quails are cute.
We'll see. I got to figure out if they're super noisy or not.
No, they do. They like coo.
Nope.
They're like little bird coos.
I've got to research it a little more is all I'm saying. Any.
So if any of you out there have quails, know about quails.
Let us know.
Let us know how noisy they are. Realistically, how noisy are they?
That's right. Well, we're renaming the podcast to Being Real.
Well, I hate it.
Yeah, me too.
Don't do that ever again.
So that's a typical day in our life. It's crazy, but we have ants days just like anybody else. Black cloud days, we certainly do. The thing I have found with black cloud days is you can't let it stop you in your tracks. You just got to keep chugging along, man.
The world does not stop turning.
No.
As I said earlier.
No. Yeah, Danny came home and she was telling me too. I haven't watched the news all day. I've been busy working and stuff and making meatloafs and what have you. My heart goes out. Today's tragedy, apparently another plane crash in Toronto. But everybody was okay. It was an amazing story. Danny, well, nobody died.
18 in critical condition, but nobody died.
And the plane lost its wings and tail.
Yeah, it lost a wing and it flipped upside down.
Jesus Christ.
But all 80 passengers survived. Take a positive out of a negative. At least no one passed by.
Yeah, nobody was putting him up.
But we are not the news. We're not here for this. We are not the news.
But I didn't even know about it, is what I'm saying. I'm in my own little bubble, my little painting bubble or whatnot. I had no clue, no idea till she told me. Yeah, and so my heart goes out for those folks and their family and everybody and Superman and this 1978 Christopher Reeve movie, Superman with Christopher Reeve. I'm being redundant. I get it.
It's a pretty.
I get it. Realized it. That as he pointed out to Lois Lane after her helicopter incident. I don't want to spoil anything. If you haven't seen the movie from 1978,
I haven't seen it.
It's the best superhero movie ever.
I didn't know there was a helicopter accident.
Anyway, he points out to her, statistically speaking, flying still is the safest form of transportation.
Also, not a paid advertisement for airfare.
No, It's not. Fly Rocks Airline.
We don't have, that doesn't exist. If it did, I would save so many dollars.
Very true. Very true. Anyhow, here we are. It's February. It's Danny's birthday month.
It's my birthday month.
She's turning 21 this year, or this month.
21. And,
she was, had that on repeat for a little bit.
I'm not turning 21, and I found some gray hairs this morning while I was
I noticed you looking hair. In the camera here.
It's shiny, but I don't know if it tell you guys it's tell me, big. Is it a gray hair?
No.
It's
just the hair.
There's a gray hair. She's aging like a fine wine.
Yeah, you look pretty good for your age, I gotta say, you know.
I get that a lot, actually, at work. So, for those who don't know, I work in the cosmetic industry. So, I'm a makeup artist. And a lot of women who are my age or a little bit older will come up to me and be like, you don't, like, when you get to be my age, you'll understand why these things don't work. Or, like, how do you know? And I'm like, let me tell you a little thing about me. I have a lot of experience in the industry. I am licensed. I'm a licensed esthetician. I've been doing this for a very long time. And I'm much older than I look. I just look young.
I'm much older than you look, too.
You're much older than I look.
Really old, people. Really old. Jesus Christ.
Jamie was there when they invented paper.
I was there, Gandalf, 3,000 years ago. Sometimes it feels like that, especially in the morning.
I hate it here, Grandpa.
Oh, my God. Anyhow, on an additional thought, this is what we do. Our monthly shows have turned into these stream of conscious ramblings, for lack of a better term. But
it's just what we do on a normal basis.
Yeah, conversation. Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day. Maybe I was telling somebody, I can't remember. But anyway, it was in my noggin. I see a lot of guys, it's a trope, it's a tired trope. My wife or my girl, my lady, she's taking forever to get ready. Come on, let's go. We're late, let's go.
Oh, you spend so much money on makeup.
Yeah, and all this kind of nonsense.
Why do you need all that?
I have never, no, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I'm definitely not Forrest Gump either.
He's pretty freaking smart, guys.
I have never begrudged any woman I've known their time in the bathroom. And maybe we were talking about this before. I don't know.
We have spoken about this, yeah.
Yeah, but like when we go to bed, I go to bed. It takes me
0.1 seconds to fall asleep.
I lay down and I go to sleep. I hug my cat and I go to sleep.
He talks to himself for a minute and then he talks to the cat. And then he talks to the blankets and the curtains and the alarm clock. And then he immediately falls asleep.
Yeah. And it's in poor Danny's in the washroom, I don't know, doing Hellenistic rituals or something when mixing up potions or whatever.
Making myself look this young.
Yeah. Doing all kinds of stuff. And she's got bottles of stuff in there that I have no idea. It's fascinating.
You called them lotions and potions the other day. It made me really happy.
Yeah, that's what they are. But they're made out of, got one in there the other day. I was looking at it. It's Arctic berries. Made from the Arctic berry. I'm like, what the hell could this possibly do? But obviously it does something and it works. But yeah.
Moisturize.
When we go out, if there's an event or we're going somewhere or something, I look like a toad. I own it. I admit it. I am
a toad.
And now what I do? I may be a one with a nice tie, but nonetheless, I own it. Wasn't always the case. It is the case now. The best accessory, the best thing that makes me look just like a millionaire, like a million bucks, is walking in next to her.
I'm not an accessory.
You're not an accessory, but you know what I'm saying. You just, I look great because you look great. And why would I? And any guy, that's the case with any guy. All guys pretty much look like toads. There's a few that don't.
Well, you're very lucky that you met me in this era of my life.
Well,
because I, too, used to look like a foot.
But I'm just saying, I don't get where guys are, like, giving their lady a hard time. You don't have to do all that.
Do you want to look beautiful when you leave the house? Do you want your woman to be beautiful when they leave the house? Would you like to walk into a restaurant and all of the heads turn because you're with the hottest girl there. No, then yell at her when she's in the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, you deserve it.
Really? And it's, I don't get it. I don't get why that's.
And also you should be paying.
The trouble of your day. You know what I mean? What the hell is
that? Also, you should be paying for all of her beauty products. Not marriage is, again, not sponsored.
Marriage is a partnership. That's what you do. I used to know people who used to have their own. They kept a show. I knew a couple. They didn't last. They didn't last.
Might not be a good reference.
No. They split everything. They split everything. Money-wise, even food-wise, grocery. They each had a shelf in the icebox.
And they were married?
And they were married.
Oh.
And I saw that, and I didn't say anything, of course, but I thought it. I'm like, this ain't gonna work.
I understand, like, a separate bank accounts. Separate bank accounts, like, each person could have their own bank account, and then you have one joint bank account, and the bills come out of that. I understand that. Right. Separate bills. I have all of the shelf space in the bathroom.
Yeah, but you need it. I don't need space.
I have all of the closet.
Room for my toothbrush and a razor.
For this much space in the closet.
Yeah, because all my clothes look the same. I don't, they're about the different.
Those are where we don't, I don't share those spaces.
No. It's,
but everything else is shared.
And I want her to do good. She wants me to do good. We're partnership. We're on each other's team. That's,
except for if you eat my dessert.
No, I don't eat your dessert.
Yes, you do.
Sometimes.
But you do replace them. You try to sneaky replace them.
Yeah, but like those cupcakes on there, those are all you, babe.
Those are good cupcakes.
I gotta admit it. I gotta tell you, and maybe you don't know this, and maybe I'm gonna get DMs for saying it. I'm not a big cupcake fan.
I hate you.
They always have too much icing on them.
The icing to cake ratio
is weird. They're too hard to eat.
No, you have to take the bottom off.
I don't want to have to do all this.
You take the bottom off and you put it on the top, and then it's a sandwich and you have the frosting in the middle.
I don't want to do all this.
Okay.
It's like eating lobster. It's too much work.
If
man.
You had been with us for this 19 minutes, tell us in the comments, how do you eat your cupcakes? Do you take the bottom off and put it on top of the frosting and make a sandwich out of it? Because then you could use both your hands and then you don't get frosting on anything.
I guess. I just leave it for Danny.
I know people who take all the frosting off and they just eat the cake part. And I think,
what do you do with the frosting?
They throw it away.
That's wasteful.
It's wasteful and it's blasphemous. How dare you throw away the best part of a cupcake?
So anyway, yeah. So we're like anybody else. We do our best and try. I don't think we've had any big knockout, blowout. We argue every so often. You know,
who doesn't argue?
Yeah, but I'm saying it's just.
Do you live on this planet? Then you argue.
I don't
understand the question.
But we just do our thing. We both happen to work in the creative fields. We're both kind of artsy fartsy, so we're weird. Anybody who knows us knows that's what they're getting into when they come over, or we go to visit them, or they hang out with us.
Where we speak to them for 0.3 seconds.
I try to.
Or they look in our general direction.
I try to tone it down, the art speak, a little bit, just because I know not everyone's into that as I am. And it's pretty boring. We're talking post-impressionism to some people. They zone out. Get it.
I don't think anyone has ever come up to us expecting a normal conversation or like a normal interaction. Have you seen your hair?
Yeah.
It's not normal. It's not like a normal look that someone would have. I'm wearing a metal animal skull on. It's like, what? No one is expecting normal.
Yeah, cool, man.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. What kind of animal is that?
I have no idea. What animal is this?
I don't know. It looks like some kind of little something.
It's metal. It's really heavy.
It would eat your face off or something.
I hope it will. I don't know, but it's cool. This came from a friend of mine. She is based out of California. I don't know if she still does business, but her business name is Earthworks. U-R-T-H, cool. Works.
Cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things we both try to do is to support other artists, businesses as we can. I do my morning blog and whatnot, And sometimes I'll need a picture of somebody. I'll need a picture of some goddess from the Inca culture, from Inca mythology, whatever. And I haven't painted one. But I'll find someone who has and use that and always give credit and say, hey, check out their work.
Yes, know? Giving credit is really important.
Yeah, we're all in it together and we're all in it to win it.
There's enough success around for everyone. Like,
exactly.
If I succeed, you succeed.
Exactly. And that's something I was just talking with somebody the other day about this, probably on one of my shows. There's a lot of people I know from my world, because that's the pond I swim in the art world. Yeah. There's a lot of people maybe haven't been in the art world for a while, or maybe have been in it too long. It's either or. That worry about the competition. Oh, this guy, I can't be, I'm not going to sell as many paintings or whatever they're doing. And that's just dumb. That's just stupid because there's 8 billion people on the planet, man. Somebody's going to dig what you're doing and somebody's going to dig what they're doing. Let's all kind of work together a little bit.
Yeah. And, like me and my business partner, Travis, we do a lot of markets. We have a crystal business, crystals, metaphysical tools, crystal jewelry.
Link in the description.
And we are, the person who puts on the markets that we do, she usually spreads people out so that like people are not next to each other. But sometimes things get overlooked, especially during the holidays. Like things get busy. There's a ton of vendors. And there was one day where we were directly across from someone who did something very similar to us. And she was like, do you guys want to move? I can move you to a different place. And we were like, we like looked at each other.
Do we want to move all this stuff?
We don't really want to move all this stuff. But also, we don't have an issue. Like, we became very friendly with the person across from us. She became friendly with us. We both sent to each other business. If she didn't have something, she would send them to us. If we didn't have something, we would send them to her. And we both did really well that day. So there is enough abundance around for everybody. Like, I am not your competition. I can be your biggest cheerleader. And that's what we like to do. Like, we are not competition. Like, we can all succeed.
Yeah, all exactly. Succeed.
There is enough for everyone.
Yeah, and it's just, life is easier. I can take the energy that I would use to be upset or worry or whatever, and I can use that energy, put that energy to better use, you know? Us both, man, we're both tired. We're sitting here.
Oh my God,
just,
it's midnight.
Yeah, we're sitting here trying to get this done.
So sleepy.
I know. I was going to move the show, but I'm like,
But I already had a full face of makeup on.
Yeah, I know. I know.
We just spoke about this. This takes a long time to do. And I already had the makeup on. He was like, do you really want to do this tonight? And I was like, I don't want to do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you're just going to have to deal with this yawning.
Exactly.
Sorry.
This is life.
This is life. Life. Do be life.
It's a Tuesday for, Monday for us.
It's almost Tuesday.
Almost. Yeah, it's crazy. Again, it's just be cool and be cool with people and check out what they're doing too, because I learned so much from just seeing what other people are doing. Not that I'm copying what they're doing, but I'm like, oh, they painted a leaf this way. That's interesting. And maybe I could paint one like that too, or maybe I can, it leads my thought to somewhere
to something
else.
Or I can use that technique for this thing instead.
Yeah.
Because you don't paint landscapes and maybe that person does.
Or whatever.
There's always something you can learn from someone else.
Absolutely.
It could be a big lesson or a small lesson. And it could be a lesson about karma.
Yeah, whatever. You don't know. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Art, in art, you have two choices. That's all you have. That's it. You're either commenting on the world or you're distracting people from it. And both are equally as important, and we need both. Society needs both.
Especially right now.
Yeah. That was the big lesson COVID taught us all. We need these independent people, independent filmmakers, independent musicians.
Small businesses.
When things closed down and supply chains got crazy and this and that, shit, you got to do what you got to do. Now with the uncertainty in economics, I'm on the garden hardcore, because I want to make sure my family has food. And
yeah, again, let us know about quails.
Yeah, we figured out what we got to do. You know, it's very true. Honestly, doing the gardening work, it is work. You have to work a garden.
Oh my gosh, it's so much work. I wouldn't know. I don't work in the garden.
No, but I do. And I got to tell you guys, it really gives me, and I'm going to sound old, like I've been hanging out with Danny and her crystals. But it really gives me a zen moment, clarity. I work in the garden out back every morning, and it helps me. It helps just put me in a good place for the day's work.
Crystals can do that for me. But when somebody asked me, what's the best crystal for protection? And I say the pointiest, the heaviest one. If you could throw it hard enough.
That's funny.
I mean, yes, hooey, wooey, whatever, but also not really. I can't take me anywhere. You can't take me that serious.
It's true. It's true. No, you
know. I'm just a girl. I'm just a silly girl.
Yeah, I know. Poor Danny.
Poor Danny. She's aging and she's just a girl.
Just a woman.
She's just a woman.
We have a neighbor of a certain
age. Oh, my God.
Let's not say her name on the air.
No, you just said neighbor. Now everyone knows.
No, but someone who lives in our neighborhood. I'll put it. Yeah, that could be a lot of someone's. But so you're trying to help out elders when you can.
Oh, now you're calling them all. Everyone in this neighborhood is of a certain age. We're in an upper middle class neighborhood, so that's
in South Florida. You
just described everyone.
Anyway, you try to help out people when you can and whatnot. And she was having some garbage disposal issues that she needed.
I thought we were going to talk about a different story. This is,
there's many we could.
There's so many.
But this will tell you something, folks. I'm the young buck around. Yeah, that says something.
The other young bucks all have kids. We're the only ones that don't have kids that are like of the same age as us. We're the only ones with no children.
And so anyway, she was having some issues. And so I was over I was over there working on that, getting that in. And Danny was helping me and we were over there. But I don't know, Danny went somewhere. She wasn't right there or whatever. You were there?
No, I was helping you with the garbage disposal. And I'm the one that ended up getting the thing to turn and doing all the stuff. Because we had done this already at home. And so we both knew what we were already doing. And she goes, oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Danielle, how do you know how to do all of these things? You're just a woman.
Yeah.
She said, I don't know how to do any of this. I'm just a woman.
I thought Danny, the woman, was going to beat her up at that point because it was bad.
And I went,
oh, that's the wrong.
I am not the one. Today is not the day and I am not the one. I was so mad. I am only just a girl when it suits me to be just a girl. But otherwise,
I think most girls are that way.
Otherwise, don't talk to me. Don't see me. Don't talk to me. I know more than you. I am smarter than you. I can do everything that a boy can do. Get away from me. Well, change a garbage disposal? Me? Yeah, absolutely. I can do that. I don't need you to do it.
And if people
are there helping you, I don't
put them down.
I don't think she thought of it as a derogatory statement because she is of an age where is acceptable. It is not acceptable. I don't know. I feel like in the current political climate, they're trying to make it.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting, frankly. Disgusting. I'm only just a girl if it suits me. Otherwise, I'm a strong, independent woman and I can do better. But it is nice to have someone who does those things for me. And it is really frustrating to have someone who lives in the neighborhood who thinks they're just a woman and they can't do anything by themselves.
Yeah, that's kind of... That isn't realistic, I don't think.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
I agree with her. We all have to get along best we can, but just the way it is.
I was also raised by an engineer. So my father is an engineer. My mother worked for an architect. Like, we are smart, but my father brought up, like, there are no boys. Like, there, we have no, I have no brothers. I have two younger sisters. So my father raised us to be self-sufficient as if he was going to raise a boy, which I think is how you should raise any child, to be self-sufficient. Right. But he taught us all the things that he knew before you left the nest. So, before we left the nest. Yeah. So change a tire? Yeah, I can do that.
That's why would you limit your kid? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. Changing tires, like all these things that like women don't know how to do. Change a garbage disposal, change a hot water heater, change a tire. I could do that.
And the thing is, it's, yeah, we live in a weird world where there's people that, I don't want to get into a big thing, but I'm just saying.
I did already. Sorry.
No, believe me, I could get into a.
We're doing our best.
We're doing our best.
I'm just a guru.
But yeah, it's, you know, it's crazy times. But yeah, if you happen to have kids out there or whatnot, it's very important to have them help you change a tire or change the oil or wash the cars, all this stuff. If you have a boy, there is nothing wrong with teaching him how to do laundry.
Oh my God, please teach him how to do laundry.
Something.
Teach him how to cook. Teach him how to do the dishes. Teach him how to sew. Teach him to do all the same things that you would teach a girl to do, and then teach your girls how to do all the things you would teach a boy to do. Teach them all the same way. Teach them all everything.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, Amy.
You didn't. I swallowed my spit wrong.
Ooh, that's a lovely thought. Jesus Christ.
You married a pretty woman.
Nothing but class tonight, folks. Nothing but class tonight.
This is what happens when we're overtired.
It's very true.
You wanted a show, folks. Here it is.
Show
you Willery scene.
In abundance. In abundance. Yeah, so it's a crazy thing. I've been getting a lot of emails or DMs, I guess they're called now. I still call them emails. I don't know any better. But from people asking about gardening, gardening's great, but it's a lot of work. Understand you got to tend the garden. Doesn't just happen.
And at certain times of year, like you have to know what to plant, when to plant it, how to propagate it. Yeah, because you have to manually, like we have pumpkins. Pumpkins or squash?
Wow, the pumpkins we have is a Seminole pumpkin, which is a branch of a squash.
You have to
pollinate those.
Manually pollinate them. You can't just like magically expect pumpkins to appear. You have to manually pollinate them. So like you have to know what you're doing with that. And yeah, gardens are a lot of work.
Yeah,
they're a lot of work.
Absolutely. And now, if you're growing Seminole pumpkins, you always see ants inside the flowers. And that's the big way they get pollinated. But that little teeny tiny ant that's in one flower has to make its way out of the flower along the vine.
All the way into a very specific other flower.
And rub its backside on it. Oh, that's...
Put its little butt on.
Or you go out every morning and we have any female flowers? Yes. We have any male flowers? Yes. I've got some Q-tips. Here you go. And then you get pumpkins. It's very involved. But the best thing to do is it sure is nice having food and it just tastes great. And it's just, when it works, it's great.
And they're cute little pumpkins.
And sometimes it's not going to work. And then you got to figure that out and move on with your day and make course correct. But it's a great way, especially in these uncertain times, if you can offset some of your grocery costs or whatnot with that. It's a good thing.
Nothing tastes better than when you grow it yourself.
Absolutely. And if you got kids, that's my big joke with my nieces when talking to your sister and brother-in-law. Oh, yeah, got the little one.
They've got so much energy.
Yeah, bring them over. I got lots of weeds. I got lots of weeds that need to be pulled.
We have many gardening to do. Bring them over. We can put them to work.
Absolutely. But if you have kids at home, there you go.
Gardens are really good for a lot of things for kids because they get to learn about the earth. They get to learn about science. They get to learn about gardening in general, plants, biology. And then they also get, if they're really young, it helps increase their fine motor skills. So it's a really good activity for kids, especially like younger kids.
Absolutely.
And it's fun to see something grow.
Yeah. And it's just, it's good knowledge to have that they can go have a garden when they're mm-hmm. out of their own and whatnot. It's one of those things I think should be taught in every school. It's not, but
it's
me thinking utopian society and whatnot.
Crazy.
How silly that is. But anyway, yeah, it's a great thing. So I've been getting questions about that, but I'm into it, man. I'm into it at all. And how that started, I haven't always been into gardens and whatnot. How it started is we have some elder neighbors, different neighbors, that are always feeding. We got squirrels. We got this giant mango tree filled with squirrels. They live in there. Well, they live in the house. We got them. We built.
Not our house.
Not our house.
They have a squirrel house.
Three-story squirrel. It's pretty nice.
It is nice. It is a squirrel mansion.
Yeah, they like it. But anyway, they would go over and see the neighbors because they like to give them peanuts. And one of the squirrels planted a peanut in a flower pot I had, and it started growing. And I said, hey, if we can grow a peanut here, what else can we grow? And that's how
it... We didn't get many peanuts.
No.
That crop. But we did get a couple of peanuts.
But it started us on everything else. That was the starting point, right? I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, matter of fact, I got to go. I think the peanut's still out there. The other day, I found one.
There's one
squirrels.
On the coffee table.
That's
right
what
now.
I got to plant it tomorrow. I keep forgetting about it. But yeah, find what, you know, if gardening brings you a little peace or something else does, find what it is and then do it. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. Also, something I think is very important in these crazy times. Nobody knows what people are going through and whatnot. Check in with your friends. If you haven't heard from Betty Sue or something in a minute, or Steve or what, I'm just making up names. Irving, how about that? There's a good one. If you haven't heard from Herman in a while, give him a call, shoot him an email, and just check in with him. Like I said, it's crazy times, and yeah, I get it. Your life's crazy. So is everybody's. So chance even Herman's having a weird day. And I saw something neat on my, I'm still on Facebook. I'm an old man.
There are many people still.
Yeah, I know. But Danny's not. She's on the gram. She's on Instagram.
I don't like you.
We don't. That's why I do it. But I was scrolling through. They have ads on Facebook. Yeah. And there was one where you can get a song written about your sweetie or whoever.
That's cute.
Yeah. And then some musicians own the website or whatever, and they make songs with the person's name and some information about them and this and that, and then you give it to the person and just play it.
That's
when
cute.
They're in. I know it was a commercial and whatnot, but I thought to myself, I'm like, that's a good idea. And the first one I saw where they were charging $50 per song, $50. It ain't super cheap, and it's not super expensive either for what you're getting. That
I expect a song
beats the hell out of Roses, I think.
Yeah, because then you can listen to it over and over. The roses will, unless you're me, and then your roses will last forever because I dry them and hang them from the doors.
Probably a few people watching this who do that.
Yeah, saying, I know.
I feel attacked.
I have a pretty big group of people who are probably going to watch this and go, how dare you say the roses don't last forever.
But anyway, I thought it was a pretty neat idea. And I thought it was a pretty neat. I started adding up in my head. I'm like, okay, $50 times 100, you do 100 songs, that takes you, what, 3 or 4 days to sing those. Probably a couple templates you use, and you just put in the name.
100 songs in 3 or 4 days? How many hours are these people working?
I'm just saying, it's a good way to make money, you know?
They're an artist. That's like us saying you, paint 100 paintings, you got 3 or 4 days.
I wouldn't do it, but you know what? If somebody wanted to pay me $50 per sketch, send me a picture of your honey. I'll sketch them out for $50 and send it to you on artist paper.
You heard it here first.
There you go.
If you would like a personalized Jamie Rock sketch of you and your honey.
That's a good idea.
$50.
think that's pretty good.
And he'll send you a personalized sketch.
On artist paper.
On
official artist paper.
Official artist paper. What makes artist paper?
It's hung out in an artist.
An artist purchased it and said that it was artist paper. Therefore, it is artist paper. You're welcome.
Exactly.
That's the secret.
Remember when we were talking to Robert the other day? One of my art buddies that he's selling some paintings of mine. Yeah, and he had this idea about painting on, I don't know what it's called.
You can't say it on here because then they're going to know your secrets.
That's true. But the secret is I was thinking more about it when I was working in the garden today. And I thought, yeah, but how do you hang it? Well, that's the thing with the canvas. I can screw in the back of a canvas with some screws and stuff and put a wire.
Put, like little resin loops on it and put a wire.
Yes, that just sounds like a lot of. It sounds like something new and different than what I know, so I fear it automatically.
Welcome to the world we live in, folks.
Now I gotta think more on it, how to do it proper. That's another good advice. I'll tell you guys something. I am the king of overthinking things. I'll have an issue, and at first, here's my general thing. We have an outdoor TV, and we had an extension cord run to it and whatnot, and so I'm like, oh, I need to put something where those connections connect, since it's outdoors, even though it's under a place where it's not going to get wet, I still want it protected. And so I went to Amazon, I looked up, see how much a cover thing was. $16. $16, not the end of the world. I did not order it because I'm like, because I know. I said, well, let me think on that for a day or two, or for a little bit here. And this morning I made a thing, so that fits in. I don't have to spend the $16 now.
There you go.
Think on things. Look at the problem and then think on it. Figure that stuff out, man.
I'm looking at this painting in the background and I'm like, is this painting in the background me with green eyes?
Might be. It might be.
It's not. So if you would like a picture of my eyeballs but green, but this painting is available in the background.
You know the cool thing on those, if you look at the eyes, what else is there?
An eyebrow.
Those reflections in those eyes came out pretty well, huh? A bit of left there.
It looks like a little ring light.
Or just a white and jump.
But it's much pinker than my eye makeup today. It was my eye makeup on Sunday for Ren Faire.
That's true. Oh, that's something else, folks. It is Ren Faire season here.
It is Ren Faire season here. Our little sleepy town
next to the ocean.
My favorite season.
Deerfield Beach is where we live. Everybody always asks. We are not down next to Miami. We're about 45 minutes north of Miami.
We're closer to West Palm.
Yeah. Boca, that neck of the woods. But we're on the Atlantic side. We're not on the Gulf of Mexico side.
Gulf of Mexico.
That's on the other side of the state. We're on the Atlantic side. But we're the Gulf Stream. Anyway, it might be a Gulf Stream in Gulf of Mexico. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't either.
Something I'm going to have to look up later.
About a geography.
But anyway, we're here. And every year they have it's the official Florida Renaissance Festival, isn't it?
It's just called the Florida Renaissance.
FLARF,
if you will. F-L-A-R-F.
But Florida Danny and Travis go every Sunday. So that's their thing.
There's a few in Florida. So the two big ones in Florida are FLARF, which is the Florida Renaissance Festival, which is the one here. It's in Deerfield. And then the other one is the Tampa Bay area Renaissance Festival. And that actually runs concurrent to the Deerfield one. So they're 4 hours from each other, but they run at the same time. The vendors, each fair, some of them will be the same because some of them have multiple shops, but the vendors are usually separate,
right.
Different vendors at both, which makes them different, and also different performers, different acts. So they would be very different fairs.
But you have a good time with them. Different theme every week.
Different theme every weekend. Yeah.
Go and have fun. And
this weekend is we always celebrate. So my birthday is February, Travis's birthday is in March, and they always fall in Ren Faire season. So we always celebrate my birthday one of the weekends at Ren Faire, and then his birthday in March at Ren Faire. So we celebrate both of our birthdays there. And my theme for this weekend, well, not my theme, but the Florida Renaissance Festival theme is pirates. So it's pirate weekend for my birthday.
No, they're going to love that. That's fantastic. I have gotten a couple DMs, people asking, who's Travis? Where did Travis come from? We were out at a club one night.
No.
It's nothing like that.
Also, Travis, you would never catch Travis at a club. No.
Not his scene.
Danielle be at the club. Travis not at the club. Me and Travis used to work together in my old store where I was. That is not the store that I currently work at. But we used to work together. We became really good friends. And then we opened a business together right after COVID. So right after COVID is when we started the Spectral Moon. Actually, it's not called The Spectral Moon. It's only The Spectral Moon on Instagram. It's just Spectral Moon
everywhere
else. So we started Spectral Moon, which is our crystal metaphysical business. And we just became some besties.
They got a lot in common. Travis has a husband who is an old codger like me. And
you are the same as his husband.
We both have an affinity for 80s synth pop. And
I don't know if he does have that. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have that. He likes 80s hair metal.
Oh, well, nobody's perfect. Some of that was pretty good. Some of that was pretty good. It was terrible. But...
Jamie.
Anyhow.
He also likes 70s metal.
Yeah, that was better. Better, in my opinion. But yeah, Travis is a good guy. Travis is a good guy, and he's always on it. And it's just, it's a nice feeling when your wife finds somebody, a friend, who's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants Jamie to go to the Ren Faire. He's like, why not?
Everyone always asks me. I get a lot of messages about it. And they're like, oh, is Jamie going to go to the Ren Faire? And I'm like, no, he's not invited. And they're like, why?
Well, it's not like that, folks. I don't want to go to the Ren Faire.
Also, he's not invited. Respectfully.
Tell them why.
I know I'm going to get there. Respectfully, he is not invited. Because it's not fun to go somewhere if your partner or the person you invite points out all the historical inaccuracies. It's not.
Yeah. Why ruin someone's day? You know,
you just do that at home instead. You say, were they wearing earrings? Historically inaccurate. Get out of here, mullet. And I say, shh.
So I don't say it to you.
You say it to me. No, you have said it to me, but I don't really listen. I go somewhere else.
No.
I go, okay, bye.
That wasn't me. That was a friend of mine who is just as bad as me.
That wasn't me. That was Patricia.
Who pointed out the other day when you were adjusting your fishnets. They're like, nobody hit.
Oh, who said that?
Well, I don't want to say your name.
Say it.
No, it's
tell
just,
me I'm going to message you.
It's one of my...
Leave me alone. Let me wear my... Let me have fun.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
Live!
That's right.
Like that video. Live!
Absolutely. Now, if you... Check it out if you have a fair that's near you and whatnot.
Women also didn't show their ankles, so right off.
Very true.
Or their elbows.
Yeah. You guys run in a crystal shop during that period? Jeez, that's great.
She's a witch.
Yeah, that would end well. That would not end well. But I get it. The Renaissance Festival is more of fantasy oriented and whatnot.
They have really strict rules and regulations, actually, to try and keep it as time appropriate, especially from the vendors, which I heard about this year. They do try to keep it as the people who work there have to keep it as accurate as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're selling a fantasy. You're selling a fantasy. It's the same thing when you go to Disney. It's the same thing. They don't. Why is Minnie Mouse wearing cutoff jean shorts? You ain't gonna see that because ruins the thing.
Yeah, it's not even that. Like, we have a friend who he's a leather worker, and he had his toolbox was sticking out from behind his little desk that he was working on.
See that?
And they walked by and they went, "Your toolbox can't be showing." And so he put his foot in front of it, and he went, "Can't see it now." But it's things like that. Like, they can't have modern toolboxes. And so it's very strict. They can't be on their phones. Can't have your phone out at all, the people who work there. So we also have a friend who has a crystal tent there. And the kid was like, oh, let me call the boss because we're friends with the owner. And he goes, I can't be on my phone, so I'm going to hand you my phone. You have to go away from me with my phone so you can talk to him. I said, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's,
you have to sell the fantasy.
Yeah. It's the uniform of the day. It's their, you know, their names in the door. So it's their rules. It's, and that's what you're signing up for. But support these vendors and stuff. And it's important. It's important that we have this access to this kind of stuff and different things. They make life interesting and unique. Oh. We are coming up on 55 minutes, dear.
That's so many time.
I know. You think we should end it? Hey, everybody, have a good February. We'll see you in March.
Wish me a happy birthday.
That's right. Wish me a happy birthday. All of her social media links, which is Instagram, are below. Yeah, and, but she's got a couple of Instagram pages. One. Like all was normal.
When are you posting them?
Tomorrow morning. Tomorrow at noon.
So they're going to have it before my birthday.
Yes. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. And
my birthday is February 19th.
Check out the her web shop and all the crystals and ceramics and jewelry and all that kind of stuff on there. I paint away. I chug away.
It's not they're his like, birthday.
They're like, yeah, Jamie, we know. But yeah, you know, I'm joking around about that sketch thing. If people want a sketch or something, I can knock out a sketch pretty damn quick.
I've never seen you do a sketch.
It's because we're together, baby. I will not. How I used
doing
to,
sketches.
Yeah, that's how I used to meet women in college. Hey, man.
Yeah, put you out there on the road doing sketches in the corner.
Sketch a gal on a cocktail napkin. She's talking to you. And it reminds me of a story.
I might drink in that cocktail napkin.
I shouldn't tell this story that I'm going to. Because I was, and folks understand, I have not always been the same person I am today. And when I was in school, I definitely was a little bit of a player there. But I remember where our school was, we had Fine Arts Building, and then down the way a little bit was the Performing Arts Building. And I don't think on the show, though.
I don't know if you did on the show. Be there it again if you did.
Yeah, the Performing Arts Building was there. Second floor, ballet dancers. Really cute girls doing ballet. And oh, no. I wanted a date. So I go down there across the street. Knocking out some sketches, channeling Degas, and it was, it took about 20 minutes, and I had some ballerinas down there checking out, seeing what I was doing,
and they bought you groceries?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, sorry, ladies, I just can't afford to pay models, I'm a starving artist, blah, blah, blah. Oh, really? Oh, that's fine, you can sketch me anytime. Do you have a studio at home? I'd invite you over, but it's a mess, the place is messy, and just don't have any food there to entertain you properly like we should be.
Jamie was on the slur.
Next thing, a bunch of ballerinas came to the apartment, cleaned it with bags of groceries, and they didn't clean it with the bags of groceries. So they brought
bags took the bag groceries. And they just scrubbed the floor with the bag.
They cleaned up the whole house and
with the bags.
Our gay roommate Jason was like, what is all these ballerinas?
What is happening here?
Cleaning the house. I'm like, shut up, Jake. Go read a book or something, man. I'm busy here.
go get the male ballerinas.
Yeah, get your own ballerinas. Anyhow, worked out pretty well. Softball. But if I can impress a bunch of ballerinas, I should be able to.
How long ago was this?
Yeah, I sketched all the paintings out previous anyway, so it's not a big deal. But no, you're taking out the time part. The time part, the painting. That's it. But yeah, I'll kick the idea around and whatnot. Also, if you're local in South Florida and you want to see some paintings that are not available on any of my websites or anything like that, go down to Robert's Antiques. It's by the Pickle Barrel there on Hillsborough Drive.
Boulevard.
Hillsborough Boulevard. Robert's a hell of a nice guy. And he's got some cool antiques. He buys antiques. He deals in antiques and art, fine art. And me and him are doing some stuff. Yeah, he's got some.
Yeah, I drove by today, and he had the Maryland in the window.
Oh, Maryland's in the window.
Maryland's in the window.
Great. We need to go by and get a picture of that for the website.
I know. I was in the third lane, so I couldn't see her whole face.
That makes me very happy hearing that.
And I went, I know that painting.
Nice. I have a feeling he's going to buy that camera.
You think?
He liked that one a lot. Anyway.
I told you.
Yeah. But they're pretty cool. But anyway, yeah, Robert's Antiques. It's on Hillsboro before the railroad tracks there, right next to the Pickle Barrel in the cool vape store.
Hillsboro Boulevard between Federal Highway and Dixie Highway. Closer to Dixie Highway. On the corner of Dixie, actually.
Yeah. And you'll see some paintings you can't get anywhere else. He's a good guy. He'll work with you. Very cool. Awesome. That should do it. For anything else you need to mention or want to shout out? Anything?
Nope.
Birthday girl?
No, this is my birthday.
It's tomorrow.
No.
Day after tomorrow.
What time is it? It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Oh, I was thinking.
Because it's Tuesday right now. Because it's Wednesday. 12/19.
Yeah.
And my birthday is on 2/19.
It's very true. Very true. Very cool, folks. We will see you next time. Thanks for hanging out. Sorry if it was a little haphazard tonight. Not everything's scripted. We are obviously an unscripted show. I think that's very apparent. And
I don't think we would follow script even in the house script.
No. I watch all these YouTube videos of these YouTubers. Number one, I don't want to grow a beard, and we're glad. And number two, I like my wife and women. All those guys, they all have a beard. They all wear plaid and hate women. That's the big YouTube.
So disappointing for them. Bad women. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know. They all claim they like women.
No,
to a point, but
they only like women when it serves them.
Yeah, it's some weird trad wife fetish or something. That's weird.
Ew.
I'm not trying to kink shame anybody, but man, if that's your...
That's the worst kink I've ever...
Yeah, do better, man. There is...
Worse than balloons.
So, I have nothing... I have a story we'll tell you later, not about me, but about a famous author, one I know, who had a problem. Got into a problem.
I don't really care about balloons. Balloons don't bother me. It's not for me, but it's for somebody. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk again.
Jesus Christ.
All right, that's the show, folks. So don't let us remind us.
I'm going to edit that part out.
No, keep it in there.
Yeah, I will. For your birthday. Happy birthday.
Don't say I never got you anything. Don't ask us to do anything this late at night ever again.
Yeah, and remember, it's a weird world. Be kind. Be patient with people. Yeah, just be cool, man. That's all you got to do is just be cool. How about that? I know it's hard for a lot of people out there, but it shouldn't have to
be. It's not that. It doesn't need to be that hard.
No, just be yourself and be kind and be cool.
Or don't be yourself and be nice.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
You know, it's so true. So true.
All right, that's it.
That's
man,
it.
Thanks so much, guys.
Good night.
Okay, bye, y'all.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hola, Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.